This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Been with the Diamondbacks a long time. Let's talk about the run a year ago. If you predicted it, you're not being truthful. The fact that they went to the World Series, I think, awesome thing to watch. And it just shows you what a team, I don't know, what happens behind the scenes in that clubhouse, the camaraderie. And I used to be, as a player, I went through phases of my career, I don't know if you did, where they used to tell me, well, chemistry means for a lot. And I was always from the school of you get the best talent, and you steamroll your opposition. I did that when I went to Atlanta in 1999, and I thought, we're just better than everybody else. Fast forward a little bit to my career in Seattle, and we had a great team, but the chemistry was unbelievable, and I became a believer in that. Obviously, that Diamondback team, headed up by Torrey Lovello a year ago, had a lot of that going on. Everybody counted them out at every turn, and they just kept winning. You had a front row seat. Give me a little bit in a nutshell what that was like.
You know, it was a pretty amazing season, honestly. You know, they had a lot of young kids that they were bringing up. This is last spring training, and you're kind of looking at the team and you're going, well, okay, you know, Ketel Marte kind of been around, but, you know, is he on the decline or not? I'm not really sure. Christian Walker first, all right, he can bang the ball a little bit. You know, we had a little bit of talent, but then all these young kids kind of started to emerge. And with Corbin Carroll, you saw the talent out there, but you know how it is when you're a rookie. Sometimes you're not quite sure, you know, how is he going to be against left-handed pitchers? You know, Alec Thomas, who's just a phenomenal defender, but can he hit enough in the big leagues? I mean, there were so many question marks with it. And then the season started, and right off the bat, we were playing the Dodgers, and I don't think they were ready to play us. And this team just ran. I mean, Torrey Lovello did a great job and seemed like every time we got on first base, we ran. We stole second. We stole third. And it was like the Dodgers were just unprepared. And that kind of carried over a little bit. And then the guys started to believe in themselves a little bit. And then they, you know, that all-star area, you know, they kind of took a dive. You know, I said, well, okay, you know, here comes, you know, they're not used to playing a full year, you know, with this kind of intensity and stuff. And then, you know, they got it back and they were really fun to watch. And it wasn't like they were hitting a million home runs or anything, but man, they would get on base and just I think the perception of their speed. I mean, it put so much pressure on the defense but then they limped into the playoffs. So we get into the playoffs and we go, you know, right away we go into Milwaukee and we're going, oh man, you know, Corbin Burns, no chance, you know, we're not going to be able to hit him. And Woodruff, who wasn't out yet at that time, you know, he's dominated us and he couldn't make the call. So they put Peralta in, I think it was. But either way, we end up winning two games and we're going, oh, that was pretty lucky. And then we go right from Milwaukee right to LA. We're going, oh, this is going to be like a slaughter. And I'd never seen Kershaw.
That's a combo.
I always call him. He just got absolutely clobbered. I'd never seen anything like it. And then we end up, you know, beating the Dodgers. And now we go to go play the Phillies. We go into Philadelphia and just got boat raced for two games. And we came back, it'll be nice to win a game or two at home for the fans. and we win all the next four games, right? And we're going, how is this happening? You know, we're nowhere near as good as the Phillies are. And then we're getting ready to, okay, we're going to go to the World Series now. And that was the one team that I thought we might be able to beat was the Rangers. The way, you know, as you start prepping for the game and you're kind of doing the matchups, and I thought maybe our starters were a little bit better, and I think we probably win that series. And we got killed. So that's baseball, right?
It's amazing because you mentioned the Texas Rangers. They weren't exactly the favorite to win the World Series. They limped into the playoffs. Different. They won more games, but they had to beat. They just had to beat the Mariners in the last series, 2 out of 4, and they win the division. They end up losing 3 out of 4, lose that division, have to go on the road instead of starting at home. And they kind of had that trail, you know, led by a couple guys that kind of burst onto the scene in Texas. And it was a great run. I think, you know, different candy than when we played the playoff dynamic is so much different with the 12 teams making it to the postseason. Like you said, you just walked through the Arizona and beating Milwaukee. Those two big guys at the front of that rotation ended up being one because Woodruff did go down. But to beat them and then to go into and sweep the 111-win Dodgers, that just doesn't happen. The thing that really turned me, though, is you talked about that Philly series, and I think you were probably why you had an up close and personal seat to it. But I watched the atmosphere in Philadelphia, and I thought, this is too much for any team. I don't care who you are. It was just electric, and you're right. It was over. Philly was going to beat him. It wasn't even a contest, and all of a sudden, they come clawing back and win the next three and then go back and beat him. And I just thought, at that point, I'm picking Arizona. I said, I don't care who they're playing. Arizona's winning the World Series. It wasn't meant to be, but an unbelievable run. They put themselves on the map. Torrey Lovello did obviously a great job. You get to see it every day. And the thing that pisses me off, I want this out of you. Remember Mad Dog Russo goes on the air? And he's going to retire, right?
Yeah.
He's going to retire if you go to the World Series. Well, why didn't he retire? That's the weakest move I've ever seen. You're going to put your – excuse my language. You're going to put your balls on the line. You follow up with it. He didn't do it.
Well, he changed it. He said, I'm going to retire from radio.
Oh, he's such it's such a clown move.
I hear you. We're with that too. We were all waiting for it.
Oh, yeah,
be great, you know. And I'm sure the players were probably like all into that also. You know, because I know Torrey was. Torrey says, like in our little manager scrums, you know, where he's pretty candid with, like, you know, just us radio guys and stuff. And right. He said, I keep notes on everybody what they say.
That's right.
And so he's all into that.
Yeah.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You mentioned Corbin Carroll, obviously, is turning into a superstar at just a young age. Stole 50 bags last year. And he is kind of their up and coming. He's the face of the program for the Arizona Diamondbacks. To me, what I was impressed with, the more I watched this team through the playoffs, was the shortstop, I think his name's Perdomo. The catcher, Marino, came up with some big hits. Gurriel, he just got a new contract with the Diamondbacks. There were some unsung heroes. Marte and Corbin Carroll, they're kind of the face of the franchise right now. But a lot of unsung heroes did some big-time work in those postseasons to get them where they were.
Well, Marino especially, you know, that kid was really something behind the plate. I mean, he really handles his pitching well. You know what it's like when you have a really young catcher coming in with a little bit of a veteran staff, you know, when you're talking about Gallen and Merrill Kelly and stuff. But, you know, he was, like, amazing back there. And offensively, it seemed like he was really getting it offensively where he could just wasn't an out. You know, he was doing a little bit of damage, not just a little ground ball through the right hole. You know, he was pounding the ball. So we had to keep him in the lineup, and Torrey got everything he could out of him because he knew, you know, it was a, you know, he's a game changer for us. And Perdomo, that kid, I mean, you would love him on your team. I mean, he does everything. He's the happiest kid. You know, he works hard. He's out there every single day. And he knows he's not probably as talented as a lot of the, you know, the really good shortstops out there. But, you know, he does all the little things. You know, if you need to get a bunt down, he's going to get it down. You need him hit to the right side, he's going to do that. Because you know how playoff baseball is a little different than, you know, during the season. Sure. Where you got to run, you got to bunt, you got to hit behind guys. You got to, you know, you got to do all these little things that help you win games. And Perdomo is one of those guys that can do that. Remember, was it David Eckstein? Remember?
Yes.
So he's kind Catalyst. Of that a little bit in the way that he can, you know, just – he's always a pest. And Perdomo was kind of like that. And then he started running into a few of them. And I've seen him this spring, and he's motivated again. And so even though he kind of flies a little bit under the radar, that kid's going to be pretty good.
I think the thing that was so great for the people that don't get to watch a team like the Diamondbacks all year, they only won 84 games. They got to see what the Diamondbacks have. They've added to it. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. They've added to that team of a year ago. I think they're even stronger this year.